Welcome, welcome, welcome to Sports Sharks. It's been a few couple weeks that we've been out of pocket, so glad to see you back, Scott. How you been doing?
Doing good, man. Glad to see that I'm still in the lead. You guys are pretty far off, and this week I already started off 1-0 too. So I think my 4-0 week is due here. One of these next few weeks. I haven't had one yet, but it's coming.
Have you had 4-0 this year yet? Has anybody
No,
this year?
surprising. I think you have.
I did one time.
Maybe you or Vid
Yeah,
or
I
somebody.
did.
Nobody.
No, I did do it
Yeah, you did
one
have
week,
one.
week 9.
Yeah.
And I'm still 5 games behind you. Incredible.
Yeah, that's tough.
We forgot to mention I had a 4-0 week 1 week, and then the following week I had a 0-4, so pretty much negated it.
Two
I know. Pretty much
and
500.
two. Yeah.
So as you've already shared, you took the Chargers last night over 36. That was a whopper of a
Yes, yes,
game.
I did. Yes, easy over at halftime. Just didn't have to watch anymore. Those are the best. Those are the best bets.
So the
The over
Raiders.
and under, if those are like, I mean, once it's over, right? That's the bad thing. Good thing about betting under and over is because sometimes with the spread, they can be up 3 touchdowns and all of a sudden they come back and you lose. And those are the worst. But it feels
Yeah.
good to bet the over. Once it hits, yeah, you close the books.
Quickly before we go over our picks and everything, last week's game with the Chiefs versus the Bills.
Yeah.
Did you see when the Chiefs were making their comeback and Kelce caught that long ball and then he threw it back, lateraled it back, and Kadarius Toney ran it in. Oh my God, that was like the sweetest play. And I was like, is that
Yeah.
legitimate? And
It
apparently,
was until they, yeah.
yeah, it was. But apparently, you can throw the ball back at any time, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a backwards lateral. It was an improv play, though. He didn't. It wasn't scripted. He just
He just saw
threw it.
and a perfect spiral bullet. Like
Yeah.
20, 30 yards to Kadarius and ran it in.
Yeah.
It's like, and it had to be negated by that flag. But if that play would have counted, that would have been one of the all-time great plays that in football that you would have always saw, like, 10 years from now.
Yeah.
Just how it was a
Yeah,
perfect
I saw
throw,
that.
viral, and it would have been a walk-in touchdown for the win.
Yeah, that got negated.
So what do you think
Yep,
of
yep, yep.
what do you think about? I mean, his foot was like he was probably like what, 6 inches or 12 inches over the line, but a lot of people were complaining like most refs don't call it; they just kind of like give him a warning.
Yeah, it's a pretty. That's a. I don't think that call has ever been made at a critical point of a game like that ever before. You know what I mean? Yeah, it was weird.
But on the ref's defense, he threw that flag when the ball got hiked. So that flag was only already thrown before that Kelce did that
Right.
play. So it wasn't like he threw that flag late or anything.
Yeah, to negate the play while it was happening. Yeah, it was done in advance. I
So
understand that, but yeah, it was an unlucky timing for that ref.
Chiefs, I mean the Chiefs had like that in the week at before that, Mahomes threw a perfect pass to Marquise
Vance Miller, yeah.
right in his hand, and he drops it, and which would have won the game. It's like that's why Mahomes is so frustrated, man.
Yeah, he don't want to say it, but he need a QB1. I mean a wide receiver one.
Definitely.
At least one person that's decent, even like someone as on a decent level of a Juju Smith-Schuster, like even he was decent for them last year and was enough to help them, right?
Yeah.
But it seems like that rookie Rashid Rice or Rice is picking it up. He's starting to get 10 targets a game and doing pretty well. He's just a rookie. They need a legitimate
And
wide
everybody
receiver
else,
one.
yeah, drops off.
Yeah.
I kind of feel bad for that Marquise guy because he dropped a sure touchdown that would have won the game, I think 3 weeks ago. And then 2 weeks ago, he came back to him on coming back against the Packers, and it was a long bomb pass. And he got mugged like anything, and the refs didn't call pass interference. And it's like, dude, this dude cannot win. So I feel bad for him.
No, he probably has a whole list, a whole like highlight reel too, though, of him dropping balls. I saw it on YouTube, like him dropping balls from Aaron Rodgers. He drops a lot of balls.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen him drop a lot of balls to Patrick Mahomes this season, so his hands are suspect, definitely. All right, so for those who've patiently waited the last 3 weeks to hear our podcast, sorry we've been out. We've had scheduling conflicts. But to recap, the wins and loss for everybody, Scott, you're 29 and 23 for 55 point, and we're just going to say 56% winning percentage. I am 23, 24, and 4. For a 48% winning percentage. And Vit is 23, 28, and 1 for a 48% winning percentage. So me and Vit are tied, and you have a 5-game lead over us with 3 weeks left in the season, the regular season. How do you feel?
Y'all need a miracle. Pretty much got this one in the bag.
I know some things change and some things stay the same.
What is it? What do I get for having a three in a row repeat, man? That's a
You don't get anything special. You get the
I'll
pot money, man.
take it. I'll take it, man.
Now, if you get it 10 years in a row, we might have to do something special.
Sounds good.
So, all right. So let's Vit has not could not join this week, so we'll have to get his picks airmailed. But he did pick the Chargers last night, Chargers +3 versus the Raiders, and lost. So he's already lost his first game this week. I will go ahead with my pick since you're in the lead. You can share your picks last.
Okay.
So my first game of this week, I'm taking the Bengals -3 versus the Vikings. Since Joe Burrows has gotten injured, the Bengals have been playing pretty good with their backup quarterback. I don't know if the defense has stepped up, and Joe Mixon has actually stepped up also. So I'm gonna continue riding that train and taking the Bengals -3 versus the Vikings. My next pick, I'm gonna take the Falcons -3 versus the Panthers. Yes, I did say the Panthers. That's all I have to say. Lock it in. The Panthers is pretty much giving up on the season, and the Falcons, I just saw the other day that they're in contention for the playoffs, for a wild card spot. So
Yeah.
yeah, I'll take the Falcons -3. And then my third game, this is a little tough, but I'm gonna go with my gut feeling. I'm gonna take the Rams -6.5 versus the Redskins. The Rams are on the right side of momentum. They've got all their offensive players back and healthy, and the Redskins are on the opposite. They're on a slide. I think they've lost like 3 games in a row. It's just a matter of time before the coach gets fired. It'll probably be after this week when they lose to the Rams. So I'm taking the Bengals, the Falcons, and the Rams.
Not bad. I think my favorite pick that one is going to be the Rams game too. I think 6.5 is a lot of points for the Rams to be giving away, which is a good sign that they'll cover to me. I think that's a hard pick, so I'm a fan of it. Good thing for you is I have one game opposite of you, so that would help you with getting closer to me if you're right, but you're probably going to be wrong for that game. And then the Panthers game, it makes sense. It should be an easy win, but I don't like easy games.
Yeah, I'm quitting trying to go, trying to pick that difficult pick, and I'm just gonna go with my gut feeling, even though all of these are favorites.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I love difficult picks. My first pick was the Chargers versus Raiders with over with a backup quarterback, and Chargers haven't scored more than 3 points in the past 2 games. So, hey, man, that was a hard pick. Everyone picked the under, I'm sure. The overhead, but
Not to
I
mention
guess I'll go to
the Raiders last week scored 0 points.
they did.
Yeah, I think didn't they play who they play? But no, they played the Vikings and they lost 3-0.
Oh, 3-0, that's right. Dang, the over was nice last night.
And then the following week, they score 60 something points.
Yeah.
You can
That's
never
why. I,
tell.
yeah, you can't. This probably isn't one of my picks, but I'm pretty sure the Dolphins game is going under too. Jets just scored 30 last week. That was a bad beat for me for the Texans and the Jets last week. Bad beat because first half was 0-0, and second half the Jets scored 30 points by themselves, and the Texans scored 7. So it went over in the second half by itself. That was a terrible beat. But this week is different. Maybe I'll go 4-0 this week. I'll start with my second pick. You already know I got the over on the Chargers already. But second pick, I am going with the Vikings +3. Everything you said is absolutely true. Vikings been struggling. They actually have a different quarterback playing this week. And the Bengals have been playing really well, which in my eyes sets them up to be a trap game. And I think the Vikings are going to pull off. I actually think they have a better defense overall. Third game, I am going with another hard pick too. I think the Cowboys look too strong, and they play the Bills this week, and they play the Bills at home in Buffalo in cold weather. So it's not going to be the same type of, dome environment, whatever, whether the Cowboys are used to playing well and scoring a lot of points at home. It's going to be a tight game again. Just like the Bills found a way to beat the Chiefs, they're going to find a way to beat the Cowboys. So I'll take the Bills -2.
Dang, I hate that you took the Bills Cowboys game, because that's actually a good pick. Everything you said is I like, especially the Cowboys. They play great at home, and then away they play so-so. Not to mention they're going to be playing against the environment in Buffalo, and I think it's going to be windy and cold this week. So, and then of course the Vikings and Bengals, we're opposite against that. So already I see you having 2 wins. That doesn't help me too much.
Well, you can't expect me to go 0-4 the next 3 weeks. That's not realistic. It's more realistic to maybe you go 12-0 and then have me go 6-6 or something. And then you, even with a 6-game win, was that you only get tied to me. So that does not help.
Yeah, I know. All right,
Actually,
man.
you
The only th
need that.
so yeah, I like your Bills Cowboys pick. All righty, man. So the Sunday night game, we got the Ravens versus the Jags. That's actually a pretty good game. I'm definitely not picking whatever you're picking, so I'm gonna let you go first on the Sunday night
Yeah,
game.
no problem. I can do that. I'll just make it simple. Take the under 42 and a half. That's what I like.
Same with the tried and true all season, huh?
Not last week, but I mean, I play the odds. Usually it's more unders and overs for the single game. So I'll
Okay.
take it.
Yeah, I had a feeling you were going to take the under. So I'm going to take the Ravens -3 versus the Jags. This is called Favorites Week. And the Ravens, I don't know, do they seem like a dominant team this year?
Yeah, the Ravens, absolutely.
I don't know. I mean, they have a great record. They're actually leading in the AFC, but I don't just hear news about them. They just, like quietly win.
They do quietly win. I
They
mean,
don't
they
dominate to me. I don't know.
they'll dominate once one game or so, but they I don't know. I feel like they cover the spread. I don't know. Maybe they just don't get a lot of respect just because of Lamar Jackson and stuff, and everyone looks at Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts and Dak Prescott. He's kind of just been like low key, just doing his job and winning. And then they lost the spread last week, right? They played the Rams and they wanted a kickoff touchdown return, but they didn't cover the spread. But the Ravens, what I'm trying to say here, they have the number one defense in the NFL, so that's always going to help you win games, man.
Yeah, I didn't. I was going with the win loss under the radar aspect, but I didn't look at if they're covering the spread. Well, I'm looking for the Ravens to continue that trend by quietly winning the game. And since it's -3, they're pretty much gonna. I'm either gonna they're gonna win the game, or I'm gonna push. Hopefully, they dominate the Jags and show them that they're true contenders for the Super Bowl this year. And dominate this Sunday.
We'll see.
So I'm pretty much picking all favorites this week.
That's okay. All favorites this week, but the Rams is or the Rams, I think more people will bet on the Redskins to cover than the Rams to blow them to beat them by a touchdown. So you're in a good position there.
I just realized I did another no-no. I told myself I'm not picking any more games where the spread is plus or minus
Breathe.
three.
Are you gonna get some ties? Yeah.
I've already tied four times this year. Oh my God. Here we go. Do I get extra bonus points for that, man? That's very hard to do.
That's just extra unlucky. That's not a good thing. You don't get no points for that.
I know. All right, man. We shall see how the week goes.
We shall
So
see.
I wish we would have done this yesterday because I maybe could have rode on your gravy train on some of your picks, but I do like the Bills and Cowboys, and well, let's see anything else I pick.
You had a chance. I texted it to you in advance before the game.
No, I need four picks to get on my parlay picks, on my teaser picks.
Easy, man. Just the Dolphins game, I think it's gonna be under, but
So the
you heard it.
Dolphins, Bills, and Rams, huh? So far.
Dolphins under only.
Yeah. Dolphins under, Bills, and the Rams.
Yeah.
All righty, man.
Real
Thank you.
quickly,
Thank
did
you.
you real quick, I was gonna switch subjects real quick for a conversation around the NBA. Did you see Giannis Antetokounmpo get mad the other night?
No. Was it
Yeah,
crazy?
he was pretty upset. So he played the Pacers, and he got his career high 64 points. And
Ooh.
the Pacers, instead of giving him the game ball, they kept the game ball and gave it to a rookie who scored his first NBA point, which was 1 point at the free throw line.
I'm guessing this was played at Indiana.
Yeah, that is correct. It was playing in Indiana. And so Giannis was like pissed, running around the back room looking for the ball. He came back out and was just arguing with folks. I thought that was pretty petty by the Indiana staff. So
Yeah, I think they should have gave it to Giannis. And I like to see how he gets mad because he's always been kind of like level-headed, pretty calm and mature. Unlike the other guy on the Warriors, what's his name? Who got suspended?
Draymond Green.
Yeah,
Draymond Green.
he's a fool, man. I wish
I
they
love
would ban him for like the rest of the season.
I love it. I like it.
Because or at least like I don't know how all of these people that he assaults don't just punch him in the face. They just put up
That's a
with it,
fine,
man.
man. That's a fine.
Dude, I don't care if Draymond Green hits me or he does a cheap shot. I'm punching him in the face. I don't care if I get a fine. I
Man,
mean, I'm gonna I'm
50,000.
they make $400,000 a game.
Let's see. That's a lot, man. It
I
depends on who you are, man. But Rudy Gobert should have punched him for getting choked, but
And
he
the
didn't.
and the guy he that he just hit recently this last time, I mean, he squarely just turned around and hauled and hit him in the face.
Yeah.
He's definitely got anger issues, and I hope they suspend him for that.
Yeah.
Of course, the Warriors haven't been doing good or anything, so. All right, man. Well, it's good seeing you, talking with you, and not good luck this week, and we'll talk next week.
Yeah, we'll see. If I go 4-0 this week, y'all might have to shut it down.
Yeah, will we wait until the playoffs starts?
Yeah, exactly. All right. Take
All
care,
right, man.
man. Talk to you
Have a good
soon.
day. Take
Later, you
care.
too.